Welcome to another edition of Attention Please, Life in the ADHD Fast Lane. I'm Dr. Stephanie Sarkis. Today's podcast, Parenting the ADHD Child, the 6-to-1 Factor. Parenting is one of the toughest jobs out there. You work 24-hour shifts, function on little sleep, and don't get a lot of credit, but the payoffs are immense. Since ADHD is genetic, if your kid has it, there's a pretty good chance that you have ADHD too. Being an ADHD parent of an ADHD child can provide some extra challenges. When parenting kids with ADHD, timing is everything. Give rewards and consequences immediately. If you wait, your kid will have difficulty connecting the behavior to the reward or consequence. Kids with ADHD respond amazingly well to rewards. Instead of catching your kid being bad, catch them being good and reward it. I recommend a ratio of 6-to-1. For every one time you catch your child behaving inappropriately, make sure you catch them being good at least 6 times. Remember that whatever you focus on grows. Parents have asked me, but isn't rewarding a kid just bribing them? I like the answer noted ADHD theorist Dr. Russell Barkley gave to that question. Well, you get paid for going to work, don't you? Here's a testament to how well rewards work for ADHD kids. When I was little, I would purposely get lost in a certain store because when I told a clerk I was lost, they gave me candy while they paged my mom. My mom caught on to this and told them not to give me any candy the next time I claimed I was lost. Once I realized I wasn't getting any candy, I never got lost again. I wasn't going to go through all this work if I wasn't getting any candy out of it. Quite a few kids with ADHD have an oppositional streak to their personalities. Parents will tell me that they've taken everything out of their child's room and their child still doesn't care. They'll still act up. It's like Custer's last stand. They'll go down in flames even if it means getting more sanctions. One way to have effective discipline with oppositional kids is by rewarding good behavior more than you punish bad behavior. Once again, what you focus on grows. Focusing on good behavior begets more good behavior. Always let your kids know what you expect from them ahead of time. Many parents tell kids what they shouldn't do, but don't tell their kids what they should do. If you find yourself telling your kid, "Don't wander off and we're in the store," guess what? Your kid will usually act up. But if you tell your kid, "If you stay with me, you'll get a reward," that works much better. One of the biggest challenges for any parent is being consistent with discipline. This can be even tougher for ADHD parents. You're already distracted enough without having to enforce a bunch of rules. Threatening timeout isn't very effective if you don't follow through. Kids learn quickly. If they know they can do something and get away with it, the behavior will continue. One way to increase consistency is to not have so many rules to keep track of. Do what I call widening the playing field. Decide which rules are most important, for example, safety issues like not touching the oven when it's hot, and let the rest go. Kids with ADHD, and adults too, have a hard time learning from their mistakes. Just because you put a kid in time out for hitting their sister doesn't mean that it won't happen again. There's a difficulty processing consequences and actions. Also keep in mind that there's a difference between can't and won't. Before you discipline your child, ask yourself if your child disobeyed the rules willfully or they just can't remember what the rules are. Keep in mind that an ADHD child's behavior is really more like that of a child one-third their age. Educate yourself about appropriate developmental tasks of children, but make sure you keep in mind the actual developmental level of your child. Never let your kids see you sweat. Kids, especially those with ADHD, love attention. It doesn't matter if it's positive or negative. When a kid sees their parent get upset with them, they know their behavior has worked. It can be really difficult to keep your cool when your kids act out. And remember that timeouts aren't just for kids. Sometimes parents need them too. You may have heard the axiom that you should count to 10 if you're feeling like you're going to snap. However, since people with ADHD have a quicker temper, up that number to 20. If at any point you feel like you are reaching your breaking point, ask a trusted family member or friend to watch your kids for a little while so you can take a much-deserved break. This is Dr. Stephanie Sarkis reminding you that ADHD can be managed. As a person with ADHD, I know that at times the symptoms can be overwhelming. But take heart. With the right tactics, strategies, and medications, you can live life to the fullest.